Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Build that. Somebody else built that. Barack H. Obama. He didn't build any of it. It's not the individual, it's the collective. Well, what is the collective? It's a bunch of slaves run by the technocrats. It's like the New York Times promoted, UN promoted zeitgeist movement. People go, Alex, you're just not intellectual enough to get it. A big central computer will direct where we work, what food we get, and what we do. Boy, that sounds like total slavery to me. By the way, who programs that computer?
You just don't get it. You just don't get it. It's so intellectual. Look, this old man made models of science fiction cities, Alex.
I'm like, wow, all the communists and fascists always promised all the space age stuff. But all they delivered was hell on Earth. I've actually seen the stuff 100 years ago. You're just recycling that?
You don't get what intellectuals we are, Alex.
And then I said to the Zeitgeist guy, I said, look, you know, let's come back on. I didn't like we had a big fight 5-6 years ago. Come back on. Explain to me how I'm wrong. You have to correct. I never said that you should go to, you know, every education camp that I would be reeducated. And I went back and watched the interview, and he says, you'll be sent to a reeducation center. You'll be reeducated if you don't accept. And I called him back, and I said, but I can play it. He goes, I'm not looking. You apologize for that and these other five things, and I will come on. Can you imagine walking around? It's just like the NPR people and Obama and all of them. They just walk around going, we're master planners. Man, I mean, look, I'm a smart guy, and I have trouble running my own life and keeping myself in shape, somewhat of shape. I sat on my ass for years, excuse the French. And running things here. And, I mean, I got a lot of energy. And, man, let me tell you, I work 18 hours a day a lot of days. Okay, and I'm sick of people. Government, bureaucrats, all of you. Arrogant cops walking up going, who do you think you are? Like I'm supposed to be scared you got a gun and a suit. Freaks me out. Freaks me out. I mean, I know history, man. I know Danger Will Robinson. And it's because good people have become so compliant. Good people, good cops have gone along with letting bad cops, you know, run things. We have just decided everything's corrupt. That's just the way it is. I'm just going to have a good time. But you know what? We need to pull back from this and just think we're alive one time. Are we really going to let the worst elements of every form of society run things? And I want to ask the establishment something. I know you're all competing with each other, and you're all scared, too, so you're just trying to jockey the operation so that you come out on top. Look, you're not. None of you are coming out on top. And when something else I told a reporter about a week ago, when everybody sells out, there's not even any power in it. Even if you're a cynical, bad person, what do the devil say? It's better to reign in hell than serve in heaven. It's better to burn out than fade away. But what if you're in hell? What if you're in a system run by the devil? It's better to reign in heaven than serve in hell. That's another lie of the devil. You don't serve in heaven. The saints reign in heaven and cast their crowns at the feet of God and don't want it. Because when you really rule, you know it's a responsibility, and you then have discernment and wisdom. I will tell the New World Order this, and I know it in my heart and soul, from the foundations of eternity. You will never taste your world government. You will not extend your lives. And you will die trying. You have already failed.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right, double your roses. And get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM20.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Judy Powell, co-founder and communications director of ParentsGuidanceCenter.org, is going to be joining us. She's actually a friend of the family. She's down at the Capitol right now. At the bottom of the hour, she's going to pop in. They're trying to pass in Texas and other states, they passed it in California, to forcibly inoculate your children. What it is basically the state says, well, your 11-year-old said they want an abortion, or your 11-year-old says that they want to take these vaccines. Of course, your 11-year-old can't go decide to go get drunk with somebody. Your 11-year-old can't decide to get in a van with a man that drives by the front yard. Hey, little girl. Hey, little boy, come get in the car with me. But when you've got a bunch of serial killer, child molester scum running the government, that's what they do. And they are scum. They're getting rid of parents. They're saying the state runs your children. Should I play clips of them saying that on MSNBC? They had the courts 3 years ago in California say the state is the guardian, not the parents. It got overthrown in federal court. But they are pushing this. This is who these flaming freaks are. And anything they support, you got to be against it. They want open borders, you got to be against it. I can intellectually tell you why that's a bad idea, to have open borders. They want our guns turned in, I don't want to turn them in. I can intellectually show you why it's good to keep your guns. They want you to take vaccines, they're bad people with a bad history, caught carrying out eugenics, giving people syphilis, you name it, radiating foster kids. Boy, a known group of killers, you don't put something in your body, they're telling you put in your body. They're a known group of scum. Our government's been hijacked, so I'm against vaccines. And I'm against Agenda 21. What do you think? It's a foreign banking scam to shut down everybody but them so only they can operate. We're fighting a global mafia, and they can think up anything. They create the issuance of money and credit. So they want to shut down production because that's what gives them real control. It's not about money. It's about power. It's about domination. It's about keeping us, the little ants, in line. Remember in the Bug's Life? Or was it Ants? What movie is that? Bug's Life or Ants? Yeah, Bug's Life. You're like, hey, boss, why are we going to stand up to the ants? We got plenty of food. And we got plenty of food here. We don't need to make those ants collect food for us. And he goes, those ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. It's not about food, it's about power. Let's ride. They turn their wings on and fly back to dominate him. He goes, quite the motivational speaker, don't you think? I'm watching every form of classical stinking evil run rampant. They're building FEMA camps. They admit 1 year, they spent $5 billion. When was that, like 2006 when they declassified it? $5 billion in a geoengineering program. And last year, they announced, guys, type in $10 billion for geoengineering. But then I go, okay, so you're adding it to the jet fuel. Here's the patent. Even the pilots don't know. And then aerosolizes it. And why are you doing that? Well, we don't want to tell you, but maybe we blew holes in the atmosphere when we detonated all those hydrogen bombs in the 60s in the upper atmosphere, and then they had a plan to try to blow up the moon. And then I have writers call me and go, do you really believe they tried to blow up the moon? Do you really believe that they detonated, the U.S. alone, over 100 hydrogen bombs in the upper atmosphere trying to blow up the Van Allen radiation belt to get spacecraft through it? And I just go, and I just look at the reporters now and go, no, you're right, I made that up. They're like, really, you did? And I said, yeah, man, whatever you want. Whatever you want! Because I can't deal with it anymore. We have let every crazy person, every nutcase, every globalist get control, and no one will say no to them. Mark Dice, I want to get to this. If I don't get to it now, I'll play it on the nightly news tonight because I got a guest coming up. Like, we'll cue that up. I'll play it up after the guest comes on. Mark Dice went out. And he went out to the campus and he said, hi, I'm with Obama's domestic security force, volunteer security force. I want to search your bag to make sure you're not a terrorist. And every person let him search their bags. He was wearing a shirt that said troll on it, had a troll on it. He said, I am a troll. Hi, I'm a troll with Obama. I'd like to search your bag, make sure you're not a terrorist. I'm with Obama. You say Obama, folks, these people, if you said Obama says slit your throat, I'm telling you, some of them would do it. Because their whole identity is, I watch TV, I do whatever, I'm Obama. Obama says turn my guns in. Obama says eat GMO. Obama says have open borders. Obama says, Obama says. Obama's a teleprompter. I mean, it is... You're saying you have the clip ready now? All right, let's just go ahead and play some of that now. I mean, it's up on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson wrote a story about it. You got to see the video if you're a radio listener. And you know, you can go out to them and say, we want Nazi Germany to take over America, to take the guns for Obama. They go, oh, Nazis for Obama. Yeah, I'll sign that. Because, and then he talks to the guy and he goes, now you're sure about that? You want to ban the guns and put them, you know, arrest the gun owners and Nazi takeover? He goes, man, you don't have to convince me. I understand. He's like, he just looks at Martin like, because to that guy who has no power in his life, it sounds pretty powerful to lock people up in a camp. I mean, that's sexy, man. I mean, these people are just pathetic, begging to be overrun, begging. Here's the problem, though. There are a large portion of us that are awake and know what's going on, and you can call us crazy all day. Yeah, we're crazy like a fox. We're crazy awake. Let's go to Mark Dice's video. He's got one where they say, all of them say, ban the First Amendment. He goes, we're going to arrest the Tea Partiers and ban their First Amendment because it says they don't like Obama and he needs to be the boss. And they go, yes, yes, I want to sign that. This is everyone in Southern California that he talks to. All of them. We go out in Austin. Let's ban water. Yes, ban water. Let's take everybody's guns. Yes, let's take everybody's guns. Because it's real simple. I'm trendy. We got to go out and say, hi. Well, I think we already did it. We got to edit it. I haven't seen the video yet. I think they went out last week, did they? Shot a piece saying, you know, post-birth abortion for the earth. You know, for the earth, Obama wants to abort babies up to age 3. And I guarantee you they're going to sign it. Oh, really? Abort babies for the earth? Here, let's go ahead now. You can't ever blame the Germans anymore, folks. Okay, I mean, people follow orders. You get a tyranny in, it's over. And they're trying to get it all in place right now. Let's go ahead and go to this clip.
Take a quick look in your backpack, just checking for explosive materials in the wake of the Boston bombings. We're just making sure that nobody's carrying any harmful or potentially hazardous materials on campus. Okay, you're clear to go. Thank you so much for that. Take a quick look in your bag. Make sure that you're not carrying any explosive materials in the wake of the Boston bombing.
What is this for?
thank you for not being a sucker. Hey, sir, excuse me, sir, one second. Stop. Just need to take a quick look in your backpack. Make sure we're not having any potentially hazardous or explosive materials in here. We're just part of the Obama Citizen Security Volunteer Force. Just in the wake of the Boston bombings, we can't be too sure. This is a black backpack. Okay, you're clear to go, sir. Thank you.
Wait, are you serious?
No, we're just showing how suckers people are, and they'll just sit and obey and willingly let their Fourth Amendment be violated.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Oh my God! I can't believe that guy just walked
by. Excuse me, sir. Just need to take a quick look in your bag for make sure there's no explosive material. Stop one second. Just need to make sure that there's no explosive materials in this bag or anything.
All right, that's enough. Dangerous. Full video up on InfoWars.com and Paul Watson's article. Californians let Obama domestic security force, in quotes, search their bags. And then he goes out and does it on the boardwalk. And the police come over and go, well, I guess you're saying it's voluntary, so okay. But people don't like it when we do this. And again, they're in uniforms with a gun. And now in Austin, they go, oh, we're searching everybody's bags randomly on Lamar. TSA, feds out of their jurisdiction, aren't even sworn police. Out there with Austin police searching. And then you say no to them. They're like, how dare you say no to me? It's exactly the same deal. It's asinine. And we have another video I'll play some of coming up after the break, where they sign petitions, every one of them, to ban free speech. And they speak English. These are white guys, black guys, Hispanic, you name it. I mean, they're like, yeah, we're going to ban the Tea Party from their speech. Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to, you know, because you're not allowed to talk bad about Obama. I mean, he needs to totally run things now. We're going to have authoritarianism now. They're like, oh, absolutely. They're like, people are causing a problem talking bad about Obama. Yeah, let's ban the First Amendment. Let's arrest them. And these are people having conversations, making eye contact, clearly, audibly saying that they're going to do all of this. And California, they've won there. We're on the radio there. There's some good people up there. And look, California's going bankrupt. They love it. They're going to take the entire middle class's money, and the ultra-rich that are exempt are going to, of course, move out of California. And this is what they do everywhere. They've now got taxes above 75% in France, and the government, on record, is exempt. You heard me. They're exempt.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. We might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I got a correction to make. I said Wells Fargo and Wachovia laundered $376 billion in drug money over 2 years, according to federal documents that Bloomberg covered. It's $378 billion. I always say $2 billion less for some reason. $378 billion. We're going to show you that news article again in a moment. We showed it last hour. They were supplying the aircraft, the weapons, everything. And we pulled up some of the news articles, and I got an NRA piece that also gives its sources, where the Mexican drug cartels get at least three-quarters of their weapons they buy from the Mexican military, or they buy that come in on international flights. Fully auto, grenade launchers, you name it. There it is. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. Who's Wells Fargo? It's Warren Buffett. Yeah, Warren Buffett's the real gangster, folks. He makes Capone look like a schoolboy. Warren Buffett has gotten hundreds of billions of dollars, look it up, of bailout money. Just type Warren Buffett, biggest beneficiary of bailout. And now you've got to buy insurance from him. That's why he's got record profits this year. He runs things. He's El Jefe. El Gordo. Warren Buffett, champion of bailout, also leading beneficiary. McClatchy News. So now you know. But, document cam, please. Obama blames in Mexico days ago. We've been covering this. Obama blames U.S. gun owners. And I'll be honest with you, there are a lot of guns from the U.S. going into Mexico that weren't shipped there by Obama to blame the Second Amendment. And I say, great. Criminals are going to have guns. Government's going to have guns anyways. I've seen the numbers. The semi-autos, the shotguns, the handguns. Mexicans are getting them and taking them home to protect their families. And by the way, you can pull up the articles. Mexican vigilantes are restoring order in city after city. Vice News has covered it. You name it. So they hate it. Criminal Obama and the criminal drug cartels run by the CIA in many cases. That's come out in court. They hate it. So they hate the fact that the Mexicans are getting guns. I mean, what are they going to do if the Mexicans get guns to protect themselves? Then the cartels. See, the cartels will only attack you most of the time if they think you're not armed. And they demand money off people to let their kids go to school safe. Even poor people, they're shaking down now. Mexico has totally imploded into a hell. And I say more power to the Mexican people to get guns and protect themselves. You know the answer to free Mexico? Give guns and firearms training to every family in Mexico, and the problems would be over very, very quickly. You look at China and places that are under hellish control, it's because they've taken the guns from the people. And only government has the guns. North Korea, you name it. Tyrants hate guns. Let's go ahead. They hate guns in your hands. Let's go to this NRA piece breaking it down. Here it is.
We don't care about your laws here. We can get weapons anywhere. We get weapons from Honduras and El Salvador.
Majority of the weapons are not coming from the U.S. Three-quarters of the weapons that the cartel gets is supplied by the military.
Corruption in Mexico is not a problem. It's an institution.
It's a business for the government, for the military, and for the cartels. Why would you stop the business when it's working so well?
The worst of their society coming here to America to prey upon our innocent citizens. And this isn't a problem?
The federal government has abandoned this.
Do I think the border is secure? Hell no.
We've been driving down this border road here for about 10 miles. Have you seen a Border Patrol agent yet? The Border Patrol is not on the border.
I know that border, I think, as well as anyone.
We turn on the TV and Janet Napolitano says...
It is as secure now as it has ever been.
My question.
Senator, please.
In my opinion, it's borderline treason.
The traffic through here, unstoppable. The agents, we don't have enough.
Oh, absolutely. I carry a gun everywhere I go.
We're looking at human smuggling, drugs, terrorists coming across our property.
From Syria, from Iran, from Turkey, from China.
My wife comes home from the grocery store and a woman's head is in the front yard. Is this America or is this Iraq?
National security should not be a political game, and these jokers make it just that.
For us and my family, our safe haven has been destroyed, and that is unforgivable, and I don't know how this government is ever going to give that back to me.
To slap in the face the citizens of this great country of ours, to slap in the face the people that have fought for this flag that we represent.
I fear for my grandchildren what they are going to be left with. It's our rights of being stripped on a day-to-day basis.
Angry, you betcha. Surprised, no. No president who has the best interests of this nation as a nation as it was created would ever do something like this.
These guys ought to be criminally tried for what they're doing to this nation.
Everything we love about America, all the freedoms our forefathers fought for,
we'll be right back.
All of it is under attack by Barack Obama.
No kidding.
So pass this story along, then join the NRA.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Hip, hip.
Ministry bringing us in. Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you, anybody who says they're bored because they watch TV all day and the false culture, if you're awake, folks, you're not bored. The world, the technological developments, the good, the bad, the incredible things unfolding, the unspeakable things going on. I haven't even gotten into Benghazi, and I really should. The hearings are tomorrow. The indication we're getting from the Republicans is they're going to try to score some political points, but actually not do anything, because they're the ones, you know, with Obama saying attack Syria, use al-Qaeda against them. They're all up to it in their eyeballs. So they'll criticize Obama for not giving support to the ambassador and letting al-Qaeda kill him when The State Department hired the Al-Qaeda group, brought them in to overthrow Libya, and that was the group they hired for security at the safe house and the weapons cache. Down the street, they had a big military torture center. Again, Obama's continuing the torture. And it's just an example of there is no Democratic Party. There is no Republican Party at the top. They're a bunch of crooks. But the mainline Republicans and the Democrats are all attacking the proto-Tea Party that came out of Ron Paul, myself, and others. That's the group they're going after, constitutionalists, because the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, common sense, and not laying down to tyranny, being uppity, sits incontrovertibly against them. There aren't many populations that won't put up with being slaves. The Afghans won't do it. There are areas of Africa where people have never really been totally taken over. There are a few areas of Mexico where nobody's been able to take over. Areas of Chiapas and things, because it's really just natives down there. It's like Native Americans who are still down there. You know, pretty much, you know, same thing as the Comanches or something. Everybody else is being assimilated and taken over by the globalist corporate Borg. And bottom line here, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order is not taking us over to make us civilized and bring us into the future. They're doing exactly what was done to natives in this country. Put you on a reservation, use bioweapons against you. Use cultural death against you. Overwrite and destroy your culture. This is what the globalists are doing. The globalists have their culture. It's psychopathic control of society, the destruction of the family, medical tyranny. So we're going to get into eyewitness, the Zarneb brother, the one still alive, did not shoot Boston Cop. It was friendly fire. And Watson goes into all the other examples of where they've done friendly fire and tried to frame people for it. Very powerful. And that's in mainstream news. Cop must have known a little too much. And our cops knew too much. And then, the whole thing's a cover-up. It's not just that. You add it all together. Also, West providing chemical weapons to Syria. That's coming out in mainstream news. We're getting to that. We've got a little bit on the Benghazi. But Lindsey Graham and others are like, this is really the dam breaking. That's how you lie to somebody. You know, it's like... you bust in with some guy in bed with your wife, and he says, this is the dam breaking. I'm gonna come clean for you right now. I'm going to admit everything. You're like, oh, really, you are? Yes, I was. I'm a gynecologist, and I dropped by here tonight to do a medical checkup on her for free because I just want to be a friend. I mean, that's what Lindsey Graham's doing. He's like, now I got the dams breaking here. There was total systematic failure and stand down for 8 hours on accident. Obama, you did a terrible job. We're going to give the State Department more diplomatic funding and more security funding. How dare you? And Obama will say, I could have done a better job. You're right. Not, well, we hired Al-Qaeda to run security, and we ordered a stand down for 8 hours while they killed everybody inside so there wouldn't be any witnesses that we gave them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles, because we're planning to use those on the West to bring in martial law. And so, yeah, we killed the ambassador. You bet we did. And we'll do it again if we need to. No, you don't want the public to know that. And it may have been a neocon double cross. Some of my experts think that might have even happened. And there was a group within there that told Obama, just keep sleeping. And they did it. I don't know, because all these Democrats make it about Obama. There's no way he'd do that. There's no way he'd... Oh, really, when they bomb a couple hundred people and kill them to kill one bad guy, they call it collateral damage. They will kill people all day, including each other. Don't you people get it? Tyranny isn't sexy. It's not cool. It's not fun. I want to go to our guest, Judy Powell. And they're voting on this today in the committee, and this is being passed all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. She's the co-founder and communications director. We should get her on sometime in studio on CPS, the battles she's been through with parents, because it's mainly middle-class people. They hunt your kids, but they get top dollar from them, from the adoption houses. Just like in China, the Falun Gong that only eat organic and exercise have the best organs, and so they blood type them, genetic type them, and keep them there in their prison cell, exercise them, feed them well, until an American wants an organ. Or say you don't ask where it's coming from. So they're warehousing our kids. That's a separate issue. But here is the bill. Document cam, please. The bill is HB 1340. The bill is HB 1340, and Judy Powell joins us. She heads up ParentGuidanceCenter.org, and they're trying to pass it in the Texas House. Here is the bill right here. The bill will allow minors 14 age or older to consent to their own immunization unless the medical provider has knowledge the child's parent or guardian has expressly refused to give consent. You see, all over the country, they're giving kids shots as young as five without parental consent and saying it's an accident they didn't know. California made it down to age 11. Now, can your 14-year-old give consent to have sex with maybe the principal? The principal's like, hey, your 14-year-old wanted it, you know, wanted the drugs, you know. You know, that's why they sell drugs to kids or give it to them free to get them addicted and then say, now go take money out of your mom's purse and bring it to me. And then nobody busts him because he's paying the cops off. And so there you go. And the bill gets even worse in its language. And then next, they're also trying to get abortion without parental consent. Hey, you know, you're in California, your 11-year-old needs a letter to go to the planetarium or the zoo, but not to get an abortion or get shot up with deadly vaccines that the insert says can kill them. So Judy Powell, fighting this valiantly, is a citizen activist right down there at the Capitol right now. She joins us from the Capitol. Judy, thank you for joining us. Tell us the latest on this bill and the phone numbers and who we need to call and what we need to do right now.
Well, the latest is it's going to the House floor today. We're thinking maybe in a couple hours.
Oh, it's already out of committee. Oh, my God.
It's out of committee, yeah. It's going to a floor vote right now, today. It's on the calendar for today. So we need people to call their local representative and in the House side and tell them vote against HB 1340. That would be the best thing for everyone to do.
Doesn't it show how criminal the government is that they're shooting kids up everywhere and telling them it's the law and then don't tell your parents? And then they're being caught doing this all over the place. And so now their answer is just say no more parental consent. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Right, exactly. And we feel like this bill is usurping parental authority and kind of going around the normal medical process. And it's really about probably the HPV vaccine, because a lot of these vaccines are required to get into schools, and children know that. So say they're sitting at the doctor's office on a sick visit, and the doctor introduces some vaccine that's not required to get into school. They're not going to know the difference. And so they're going to say, sure, yeah, I want to be safe from cancer or whatever, you know, the doctor's talking at the time.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, hey, we don't have to even go grab kids from CPS now and test stuff on them. We can just do it with your kids.
Exactly. And like you said earlier, you know, they're not capable of consenting to sex. They're not capable. We don't let a 14-year-old, you know, drink alcohol. They can't even go to the school nurse without oversight. You know, they have a headache. They can't even take an aspirin without the nurse looking over their shoulder. Yet we're going to have them consent to these immunizations.
Well, see, that's the next phase of parents can't even give their kids a Tylenol. It's only the school. Only they can. Only they have the power. Sorry, go ahead.
And so, I mean, it's just expanding government authority over, of course, with the Federal Health Care Act going through, we think it has a lot to do with that. And so they're trying to get more and more kids into these hospital homes or the medical home, whatever they want to call it, and usurp the parental authority. And in this bill, specifically, the most disturbing part is if your child does consent, it has a clause that says the health care provider or facility is not liable for the immunization of a child under this section, except for the provider's or facility's own act of negligence, which we already know in the vaccine industry that pharmaceutical companies are immune from prosecution. And so we have a bill here that says if we go ahead without your parental authority and vaccinate your kid and something happens, gee, I'm sorry, Johnny died. We're not responsible. And so that's the most disturbing part of the bill, I think, besides, you know, letting a 14-year-old consent. Now, they try to cover themselves in the bill by saying that that they already have on file that a parent has consented to medical treatment. But medical treatment, in our opinion, is very different than an immunization. An immunization is a choice. Medical treatment, that, you know, sure, if your arm is broken, reset it. If you're in an emergency situation, resuscitate. I can't think of any instance that we have an immunization that's going to save a kid's life. So they say that if you've consented to this medical treatment, then you've already consented. But that's a very different thing in the immunization world, because so far, many states, we still have a choice for religious exemptions or philosophical exemptions.
Absolutely. Now, is there a general number? Because every time I try to find numbers, there's numbers for each person. I'll put them back on screen. Should we call the Speaker of the House or who was most? Because people say, give us a number. If people are so lazy, they won't even find the number or type in Texas State House contacts. You can find out to email them. Because, again, I should have dug these numbers up before you got here. Do you have those numbers in front of you, or do you have a general switchboard number? Yeah, I go through this every year or so when I end up going over the Texas State House. I'm going to hang on the wall next time. Of course, they change numbers sometimes, too, so that we can do that. But, of course, they try to hide the numbers as well. When you put it back on screen, I'll just hand give these out individually to everybody out there on the radio. We'll punch that back up. And you can go to.
The best thing to do is find your address. Like, if you go to the regular site and you type in your address and you find your representative, because representatives listen to their constituents specifically. So if you go to the main site, it has an area that says, who is my representative? And you can click on that and you put in your home address, and that, they don't keep track of that. I mean, as far as we know, right?
Sure, you can go to texasdirectory.com, and they've got all the up-to-date numbers for each member. But again, and if you're listening in New Mexico or you're listening in Maine, they are trying to pass this and are passing this everywhere. In some cases, children as young as 11. And it overthrows common law, common sense. Did you see MSNBC officially in ads now say that the state basically owns your children?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up.
I've been up at the Capitol 24/7, so I have not seen NBC.
Well, no, I mean, this happened a while back. It's just that they're getting more bold.
Absolutely.
So do you know how many votes they have? I mean, is it a close vote, or what's going on?
We don't know yet. I mean, it's just going to be a general vote. We are working with some other groups that have blanketed the Capitol with some flyers, with some talking points. Like the Homeschool Coalition, the Texas Homeschool Coalition, also the National Vaccine Information Center. The local Texas vaccine group is Parents Requesting Open Vaccine Education, PROVE Crew. They've been working hard on it. But the other side is very strong. They've got more money. All of us are working, we're volunteers. And so the other side is coming from, the doctors and the hospitals and the pharmaceutical companies. They have a lot of money that they put into these vaccination campaigns. So, and they spew out a lot of, dangerous, scary statistics to these representatives. And I think that the representatives, they have a good heart a lot of times and want to do the right thing. But I think that they're kind of wowed and wooed, bamboozled by the statistics. We don't have an HPV epidemic going on in our state where, girls are just dropping dead from cancer because they didn't get their HPV vaccine. We have no numbers like that proving that we have people dying, by the millions from the flu or any of these other vaccines.
They give people 20 times the vaccines they did in the 50s. They're filled with every horrible thing. The UN's been caught adding sterilants to it on record. Anybody can look it up. This government, with its history of secret experimentation, cannot be trusted to do anything. So everybody in Texas who doesn't want to have their kids forcibly inoculated, because that's what they do. They convince them, oh, you want the shot? You want the lollipop? I mean, this is just amazing.
And I was afraid of my doctor. Kids, like, okay, this is the doctor. He must know best. And so you're going to do whatever the doctor, it's an authority problem here. You're going to put this kid under authority that they don't understand that they have a choice.
No, exactly. It lets the government bully your child into doing whatever they want. I mean, government sets up checkpoints now and searches everyone's bags illegally with guys in uniforms and guns. Now, have you seen the forced inoculations they've done in, like, Maryland, where they have the police in riot gear and barking dogs and say it's the law when it's not, and in a giant exercise of brute fraud, they give them the injections?
And this is the level that they start at. They start with kind of a low-level coercion, kind of under people's noses, it's for your own good, and then they're just going to work up from there. The next step would be requiring these vaccines and then taking away our choice.
A bunch of states are doing that now, yes.
That's right. We don't want Texas to be one of them. And so if we fight back now, see, the law that passed in California that let children consent to immunizations was specifically for STDs. Now, of course, we're opposed to that as well. But this law in Texas, 1340, is more expansive. It does not say just for STDs. It just says for immunizations, period. So that's going to be want to give our kids. We need to stop it. And I think people have the power to stop it. They don't know that they have the power. The representatives, listen, when you start bombarding their offices with phone calls, they listen and they get afraid to vote for something that's bad. And they pull back on it. And that's what we need today.
But the American people are so passive now, that's why we become so enslaved. Texas is still free to a great extent because people are instinctively wary of government. But Austin has been colonized by Californians. A lot of them are my friends, but people fleeing California. But now the second wave are here saying this is California. I've actually had Californians tell me that, oh, you're one of those Texans. You know, we're going to show you. And it's like, oh, my God, you're going to show me? I mean, it's just bizarre.
Bring your California laws. We're all in trouble.
It's just, it's like a cult, man. It's a cult. All right, well, you're doing great work over there at parentsguidancecenter.org. Everybody should check it out. Judy Powell, we'll get you in studio sometime with good audio. Great job down there at the Capitol. We'll see what happens with this fight. Anything else?
Thanks a lot for doing what you do, Alex.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
All right, it's one of my wife's friends. Great lady. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break with more on Benghazi, the armed march on D.C.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you one of the millions of Americans worried about change? Do you lose sleep over what could happen to your assets and hard-earned money? Are you looking for a better way of life with more freedom, security, and asset protection? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you should consider investing in the country of Belize. Belize is an independent, English-speaking country only hours from the U.S. with strong banking and asset protection laws. In fact, Belize is one of the last tax havens left in the world today. Belize also has a very low cost of living, tropical climate, and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. To find out more, call 800-793-2600 or go to buybelize.com. So if you're frustrated, nervous, and worried about change, go to buybelize.com to invest and secure your future. Don't wait, or it may be too late. Call 800-793-2600. That's 800-793-2600. Again, 800-793-2600.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
You know what I'm doing?
Use it only in emergency.
I'm just desperately trying to get you to think, get you to take action, get you to stand up and say no to the New World Order. And I'm asking our listeners, who are great active people that love liberty, to reach out to their friends and family and really alert people. And I am seeing more and more signs that people are getting awake, are getting involved. But now is the time to be as aggressive as possible. I mean, if the government can publicly use al-Qaeda against Libya and Syria while taking our rights because of the al-Qaeda threat, you know you're in trouble. If Congress can be having hearings about, they've already begun to take federal pension funds, they've already spent them. You're still getting fiat checks, but the money's gone. That's been given to foreign banks. If they can take pension funds, I mean, my God, you're talking about the end of society as we know it, the end of confidence in the system. I have so many reporters say to me, Alex, you're going to destroy confidence in America. America's being destroyed by the globalists. They're destroying the confidence. My confidence, my reliance is on common sense, because history has shown any government big enough to give you anything you want will take everything you've got. That's just the way the world works. Look how jealous and envious and non-sharing the average person is, even if they're not a bad person. People just cannot share. I have done probably 10 different media deals with people over the years, financing films, you name it, and in no case did they ever pay unless I controlled the money. Everyone that's done business with me has been paid exactly what they were owed or more. Every other person I've worked with would not pay me and would destroy a relationship because they couldn't give people the money. Hollywood, even big shows like Doomsday Preppers, they don't have paid crew now on them. They have all these Hollywood people and camera folks who will work for free. It's the same thing with a lot of the people that do roadie work and stuff. Used to get paid a lot, then it was paid a little, then it's okay, well, work for free for a while to prove you'll do it. I'm not talking about some college. Yeah, work for a t-shirt. I'm not talking about people that have never been a roadie, that don't know sound, that don't know light. I mean good people. That's a race to the bottom. That's not building a culture. That's not building a civilization. The globalists are totally cutthroat, folks. You can build a true free market of excellence where people demand better and better, and you build a civilization. We're going the opposite direction. And everyone knows this. And then I think about secret geoengineering programs, partially declassified, and just the sci-fi-ness of what we're in. And who knows what we don't know about? The average bureaucrat, the average even billionaire, the average senator doesn't even know what's going on. This, because it's so complex, even though it's all public, most of it, no one even in power will look at it because they're too busy doing their specialized job to go have sex with their mistress or go play golf. Or go to a gala and be a narcissist and wave at people. I mean, that's what they're into. I am into how the world really works. I am immersed in what's going on. And I have the quasi-photographic memory over the years to be able to integrate it and the historical lens. And then and now I can report to you that it wasn't hard. This stuff is hiding in plain view at point-blank range. We'll cover the Benghazi hearings tomorrow. We'll get into everything. The police have confirmed in England that, yes, Bilderberg is there this year. I'm going. Everybody needs to be there. There's incredible news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're doing everything they can to censor us and block us and to Google to delist us. Please support InfoWars.com. Please support liberty. I mean, I'm not fighting these guys to lose. I know if we have a loser mentality, we're going to lose. I know if we engage them, we're going to win. Every time we do engage, we win. Justice has providence behind it. So spread the word about InfoWars.com. Spread the word about the radio show. And shop with the good guys. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.